Pravad Yulared Shisin into it. Amr Rabbi Yisrael of Hanan Tanis, and we learned by Yachinu Esamizbeach Amachanoisov Shegil Esayf Midoisov. He put his bech in the right place and it came to its right meters, to right measurements. For the mashmalim, they fit the measurements now. For the ma'ayv, see the pasuk says Akor Bechsav Miyad Hashem Olah Hiskul, that he can't change around the meters that were given already. Elam Rabbi Yosef Kroshka Chavador Shadash in the pasuk for Yoy Medavid Zeu Beis Hashem Olakim V'Zeu Mizbeach Liyoyla LiYisrael Ki Bayis. So the Hekashia Ma Bayis, just like the Bayis She Shemama was 60 Amis Af Mizbeach She Shemama, the Zeu has to be She Shemamas 60 Amis. So Bishleima Bayis Min Kirot Sarosai Ela Mizbeach Min Yohai, we know the Mizbeach Om Rav Lozo Ru Mizbeach Bonui Om Michal Asar Agod Leimir Makrev Olof. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. We were holding the daf Samach Beis, Omer Aleph on top. That Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Lav Haimel D'Tani, isn't this the way we learned? So Rashi said that Rabbi Yosef became sick and he forgot his learning. And sometimes he said over things the opposite way. So like this, Rabbi Yosef said, Lav Haimel D'Tani, isn't this what we learned? The Pasuk says in Ezra, by Yechinu Es HaMizbeach, Am Mechanoisov, that they prepared the Mizbeach on the right spot. It means, Shegiel Esayf Midoisov. But now they came to the right midah, the right measurement of the Mizbeach. So Rashi explains that before we were saying that the reason why they added on to the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was because they didn't have the Eish, when the Shemayim didn't come down, so they needed more space. Rabbi Yosef was asking, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pasuk is Mashma, that now they found the right measurement, meaning before was a mistake, and now they found the right measurement. This is the way the Mizbeach was supposed to be. So more is the question, how could that be? For Aksivah, the Pasuk says in the Divrei Yomim, HaKor B'Ksav Miyad Hashem Olah Hiskil, meaning that the measurements were given, the way the Beis Hamikdash should be built, even by the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, was also given the exact measurements. So how could you say later with Nizgalom that the way they made it before was a mistake? All the measurements were given exactly. El, the Pshat was like this, El Omer Rabbi Yosef, Kroashkach B'Dorosh, Enechanami. They dash in the Pasuk like this. The Pasuk says, "Vayomer David, Zeu Beis Hashem Elokim, V'zeh Mizbeach Liyoyla LiYisrael." Ki Bayis, that this is the Bayis Hashem, and this is the Mizbeach. So Rashi says that Omer Rabbi Yosef Kroshe Rabbi Dorosh, Shneimer LeDavid, that she Shemam B'Mokam HaMizbeach, that the Mizbeach should be 60 Yamas. U'Shloimer LeHeifen LeDoroshay, and Shloimer the man had a dash in this. V'Heim Dorshu, and they dash in this way. The Haisifalov, and they added on to it. Lefi Hutzrach Lehem, according to how much they needed. Or the Shishamal Lehutzrachu, they did not need Shishim. Like we'll see later, that Midas Ark of Rach with the Kermos, Aimak, and these things are not Makiv. So Pshat was by the first place Midas they did not need it, but by the second one they needed it, and they dashed in the Posig, that it could be up until 60 Amis. So Joshua, like this, the Gemara says, that again, it says that the Yom David is Zeu Beis Hashem, and it says the Mizbeach. So, Ma Bai Yishishimam, just like the Beis Hamikdash, was 60 Yamas long, Rashi says, Amalochim Shishimam Okoi, is Af Mizbeach Shishimam, who in the Mizbeach also has the right to be up until 60 Yamas. So, Mora says, Pishleima Bai, Pishleima the Beis Hamikdash itself, Minkarot Sarosai, it's Nikra, Rashi said, the answer to Nesta Kedoyla knew exactly Ma Kodesh Liyazoro or Ma Kodesh Leichom. It was Nikra clearly what was supposed to be the Heichom, what was supposed to be the Yazoro. Ela Mizbeach, but the Mizbeach, Mino Yedi, how did they know where the Mizbeach was supposed to be? Some of Rabbi Loza, Rol Mizbeach Bono, they talked to saw that Mizbeach was built, O Michal Asar HaGod Loimed, O Makrev Olav. And they saw that Nichol, the Sarah God of the Malach, was like bringing Kabbonis over it. Skitzah was Nikah Min HaShemayim, exactly where the Mokum of the Mizbeach should be. Our core part of the answer to the Kasha before was, the Mizbeach could be up until 60, And true, by the first bayis, they did not need it that much, so they didn't make it. Like we'll soon see, the length and the width is not makiv. But by the base of Midrash Hashanah that they needed it, they dashed in this pasuk that you're allowed to make it up until 60 yams. So again, the question is, how did they know where exactly was the makom of the Mizbeach? So the first shot was that they saw the Michas HaGadol Eimer HaMakrib Olav. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Omer, he says, Ofro Sha Yitzchok Ro. They saw the dust of Yitzchok, Shemunach B'yos HaMakom was resting in that place. So Ofro Sha Parakom Pashim means that even though by the Kedis Yitzchok, Avram did not burn Yitzchok, but instead he burned the ayol, and the ephah of the ayol was still there. So they saw that makom, they knew that's the makom where the mizbeach should be. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Mikol Habayis Kuloi Harechoi Reach Keteris. The rest of the makom of the Beis Hamikdash were able to smell Keteris, but Mishom at this place Harechoi Reach Evorim, and this place were able to smell the smell of Evorim, of piece of meat of fats. They knew this is the makom of the mizbeach. Furthermore, says Omar Rabba Bar Bachon Omar Rabbi Yechanan Shloisha Neviim Olui Moim in Agolo. Three Neviim came up with Ezra, like to the base of Mitish Hashani. Echot Sheheid Lem Ala Mizbeach. One Novi told them. Rashi says the three Neviim are Chagai, Zechariah, Malachai. So one of them told them the makom of the mizbeach. Rashi says Sheyesh Lem Makom Loisif Hachisha Mama, that you have a right to be Moisef up until 60 Yams. The Yechod Sheheid Lem Al Mokum HaMizbech. The first one just told him how long, how wide the Mizbech could be. The second, now we told him where the Mokum, where the place we should put it. The Yechod Sheheid Lem Shemakriv Nafopi Shein Bayis. The third one told him the Kedusha Sabayis, what she says, is Kitcha L'Shaito V'Kitcha L'Selovoi. That they hold that the Kedusha, the Beis Hamikdash, even after the Churban HaBayis is still here, and you can be Makriv Kabonis, even with Zman Hazeh, Avapi Shein Bayis. B'Masni Sitan, the Braisi, we learn like this. Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Shloisha Neviim Olui Moi Min Agoyla. Three Neviim came up Min Agoyla. The three Neviim, the same thing as Chaya, Malachai, and Chagai. Now, Echot Sheil Mehem Ala Mizbech. One told him about how wide Mizbech could be. Avi Al Mokam HaMizbech. And the same one told him where exactly the place of the Mizbech should be. The Echot, the second one told him, Sheil Lem Shemakriv Mav Pi Shein Bayis. That the Kedusha HaBayis is Kitchel HaShait of Kitchel HaSalobrei. Even after the Churban HaBayis HaMikdash, Stei Kiri Makrib Kabonis. The Echot Sheil Lem Al HaTero Shetikosev HaShuryis. And the second one told, the third one told him that the Sefer Torah should be written as Shuryas. That's our Ksav we have now. Rashi says, Shemetchilim Nitlhem V'Ksav Ivri Kosav Livuna K'dom Sanhedrin. They told him, no, you're supposed to write it the way we have it right now. Tell him about it. Look at a place like this. Keren, the corner of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, the plank going up, the Yisoy, the foundation of it, for Ribuya, the fact it should be is perfect square. Makfin, that's Makfin. Mizbech has to be this way. If it's missing one of these things, Mizbech is possible. But Midas Orkoy, Midas Roch, exactly how high or how wide it has to be, the width and the depth, or Midas Kamosin, how high it has to be, ain't Makfin. These things could be changed around. And these things are not Makiv. That's why the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni was not so wide. And by the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, and by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made it even wider, they made it 60 yamas. Now, Minoy and Emili, how do we know that the first things are Makiv and the second one's not? Omer Afuna Makrov, Hunazel, the Pasuk says, HaMizbeach. So we dashin kol mokim shenemer HaMizbeach. Wherever the Pasuk says HaMizbeach, Lakiv, it comes to teach us that it's Likuva, that if you don't have it, it's possible. As she says, "Da mizbeach mashma kishu kein hu." That's the way it's supposed to be. The mikri mizbeach. V'leiv is not this way. Leiv is not called mizbeach. Now the keren ksiv koronis. On the keren it says koronis hamizbeach. Or v'yisoid also ksiv yisoid hamizbeach. Or the kevish ksiv apnei hamizbeach. V'ua kevish. So these things says the word hamizbeach. That's mashma. This is the way it's supposed to be. That's how we know these things are likuva. For the gemara elamiyat is so. Kiyo, Lerebi, that you have to have a cure in the base in the Avim Mizbeach. That should also be makif. Rashi Yechsiv Bu HaMizbeach Yezoch Inam Midimakfi L'Rebbi Yem Le'osa Tziyurim Sheprochim V'Titzim Kloyim Sovla Mizbeach K'moy Saidi V'Chari. He's supposed to make special designs around the Mizbeach. So one of them, according to Rebbe, would be possible without it. Again, Elamiyata Kiyo L'Rebbi V'Sovrev L'Rebbi Yosef Yehuda Hochinam Midimakfi. He also wants to say B'Makiv. Yes, the pasuk says, "V'nosata oiso tachas karkav hamizbeach milamatish." Put this right below the karkav hamizbeach. Now, the time you learned a zeo karkav, what's called the karkav of the mizbeach? So Rabbi and Rabbi says zekiur. That's the kiur. Rashi says tziurim sovav lamalo miyam soyo. He has special designs, pictures like carved out on the mizbeach on the top here of the mizbeach. So it says that when it's to save is when it's sat to is attached to the mizbeach milamato, the save is right underneath this. But a kopar according to says karkav hamizbeach mashma the mizbeach needs these kiyur, these tziurim, these pictures. So according to Rebbe, it should be possible without them. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Raymond know zeh save the karkav here means the save itself. So come now, according to these two manyam, it should be makib. If you have the mizbeach without these tiurim, or without the sovav, it should be posel. Gemara says, in, yes, it's like a true, it is posel. The time is learned like this. Oisi ayoyim, this day, Rashi says, shenosach koyin tzeduki. That a koyin tzeduki, they made a nisuch, meyachag al raglov. And he poured the water, instead of on the mizbeach, he poured the water on his feet. Or gemu kolom, and all the people stoned him there. And the Gemara says in Sukkah, so on that day, Yosi Ayoim, Nifka Mo Kerem Mizbeach. The Kerem, the corner of the Mizbeach, became pogum, was missing something. Reveal Bul Shemelech, so they took a whole handful of salt, Visasmu, and they closed up the hole that you should not see the part that's missing of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Loim Mifnei Shekoshel Avoida, not because this is the way you can make the Mizbeach kosher. The Meister still called the Mizbeach a pogrom, it'll still be possible. Ella, the reason why they did this was, Shelo Yira Mizbeach pogrom, Stam, you should not be able to see the pogrom, should not be like a busha, should not be able to see it. Shekol Mizbeach, why? Because the klal is, Shekol Mizbeach, Shein LeKeren, VeKevesh, VeYisoy, VeYabuya possible. And the Mizbeach does not have a Keren, and here one of the Kronos of the Mizbeach became pogrom, so Mizbeach was possible. That's this Yisrael, it says, Shekol Mizbeach Shein LeKeren, VeKevis VeYisrael Ruas Posel. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Raymer, Af HaSevev, He is Enechnami, the Sevev also. If you do not have a Sevev, it's Posel. And Rashi says in Melor, Nishma L'Rebbe, the Kiyah Makiv. So once we see the quote of Yosef Yehuda, the Sevev is Makiv, who had in according to Rabbi Avada the Kiyon, these pictures on top of the Mizbeach, on the top half of it, would also be makif. Without it, it'd be possible. Now the Mor says, "Turn my bone." What's in a place like this? A zeil karkov. What is considered the karkov? And the pasuk says, "Punasat oiso tachas karkov." So what is the karkov? So Bryce says, "Being keren lekeren, from one corner of the mizbeach to the other corner, mokum hiluch ragle kahanim amma." That was the place that the kahanim used to walk there. It was wide, one amma. One amma's width of it, the length of it, where the kahanim used to walk. So where's the question, Otto, do you think a kahanim, being keren le keren heviyazli, to the stam walk between one corner and another corner on top of the mizbeach, one keren, that's not where you walk, it's like a dead end there. Elaim rather means to say is, umokim hilach rag le kahanim amma. Two different things like, karkav is, that's being keren le keren. And also the mokim where the kahanim used to walk there, that was an amma. So I call upon the karkav was the yama above on top of the mizbeach from one keren, from one corner to another corner. For the Gemara I books here, the pasuk says, Tachas karkuvai milamato ad chetiv. If I kept this underneath, mashmi halfway up, it was halfway up the mizbeach, the karkav, not on top. So the Gemara says, Omarav Nachman vayitchok, Shrei hevi, I tell you, there were two karkavs on the mizbeach. Chab le noi, one taka was to make it look beautiful, to make these designs on the side of the Mizbech. The Chava Kahanim learned the Shtarko, and one was on top Tarko, that the Kahanim should not slip when they walk from one corner to another corner. So there were two Karkos on the Mizbech. Now we had before that Midas Orko, Midas Rochboi, or Midas Kamosa Yemakfin, that how long and how tall the Mizbech is, that's not Makiv. He can make it smaller than the Shear. Omer of Mani, Mani said though, Obavad, but providing Shlo Yivchasenu, the Mizbech Shosu Moshe. He should not make it smaller than the Mizbech that Moshe made. The Kama, how big was the Mizbech that Moshe made? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Amo, it was one Amo. So, Machakola, he started to laugh at Rabbi Yosef. The passage says clearly, Chomesh Amois Orech, the Chomesh Amos Rechev. Ravua Yi Amos Bech, it says clearly, it was 5 by 5, it was square. How could say it was only one Amo? So, Malay Abaya said back, Duma maybe, Mokema Rochakoma, Mar. Maybe what he meant to say is the place where they actually burnt the fire, that was only one Amo. We had before, the Mokum of the Karen was one arm on each side, and the Mokum the Kanam walked around was one arm on each side. So that's four. So there's one middle arm in the middle that they used to use for the Marocha for burning the wood itself. So Amalei said back to him, Ma the Gavu Rabbi, you're the great person, you're the my Kamina. You knew, Taka, what I meant to say in Akhdam, what I meant to say was one arm, what I meant to say was the Mokum of the Marocha itself. And Kori Eliyah, they called upon them, B'nei Keturah, B'nei Achta.